Hey everyone, this is Sydney Shute from Victory Condition Gaming, and you're listening to the Victory Condition Gaming Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Victory Condition Gaming. My name is Doug. Today on the show, I have my buddy Alan Barr from Gallant Knight Games on, and we're going to be talking about his Kickstarter, Tiny Supers, the next in the Tiny D6 line of games from Gallant Knight Games. Alan, thanks for coming on and chatting with me for a little bit.
Hey, as always, it's a pleasure.
So we're going to do something a little bit different with this session. We're going to keep the first 5 minutes hyper-focused as much as we can. So if anybody just wants the basic rundown of this, what this campaign's going to be about, we're going to do that hopefully in the first 5 minutes, and we'll answer folks' questions in the chat and maybe go into some other details. So Alan, First of all, let's introduce yourself.
I'm Alan Barr. I'm the founder and lead designer at Gallant Knight Games.
Nice, nice. And you are also the designer of the Tiny D6 line. This is going to be, what, the fifth Tiny D6 game for your company?
Yes, this will be our fifth one.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's fun.
It's very cool. It's very cool. So let's talk a little bit about what the Tiny D6 line is all about for folks that have never played a Tiny D6 game.
You got it. So Tiny D6 is a very versatile, minimalist rule set. It's designed to strip away all the components of RPGs that can feel kind of bloated or unnecessary at times, really just honing down on the chassis that makes RPGs work. So the base mechanic is you roll 2d6, and if either dice shows a 5 or a 6 as a result, you do the thing. That's it. If you have advantage, you roll 3, and if you have disadvantage, you only roll 1d6. Nice. That's it. That's the whole mechanic. Everything in the game is resolved on that. Characters are pretty quick to make. You pick in the different versions, you pick like a heritage or an archetype or something. You'll pick 3 traits. Those tell you things you get advantage on or give you some extra abilities. And that's it, and your character's done. That's pretty much all there is to it. Sometimes a weapon, sometimes a type of attack you get to pick to be advantageous with, but that's about it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, with Tiny Supers, there are archetypes, correct?
Yes, there are archetypes. We have several archetypes.
Do you want to list off the archetypes
yeah,
really quick?
Yeah, I'll list off a few. I'm not going to list them all. I want there to be some surprises.
Okay, sure.
Except I already listed them all in a spoiler somewhere else, so I will just tell you what they all are. Okay. Now that I think about that. So the primary archetypes are Paragon. You have Skilled. You have the Gadgeteer. You have the Sentinel, the Defender archetype. You have a Mastermind, which is a Planner. You have my list is missing and now I don't remember. I should have brought that up before.
Is it started talking. Practiced?
Practiced, yes. That's a Skilled. Same thing.
Oh, okay.
I've got the rules drafted up right here. Of course, our super fast 5 minutes is now entirely derailed because
exactly, exactly.
Go us. All right, so we have the Paragon, we have a Defender, we have a Striker, you have the Gadgeteer, you have the Expert, which used to be the Practice, but it's now the Expert.
Okay.
You have the Controller, which is all about battlefield control, powers like that, things like Invisible Woman or kind of Dazzler, if you're going to think about it like that. Tacticians, those are the archetypes. Those are the core archetypes of the game.
Nice. So you pick traits, and then also with this one, you pick power types. Is that right?
Well, so what it is there are the standard Tiny D6 traits are all there, tweaked obviously to fit the genre. And then there's a new type of trait broken out into a different section called power traits. Power traits work a little bit differently. There are traits that get better the more you take them.
Nice.
So normal traits are just one time. You pick it, you get the thing, you're done. Power traits, if you pick it once, you get this. If you pick it twice, you get this and this. And if you pick it 3 times, you get all 3.
Nice. So there's 3 levels, and then that's
yep.
it.
That's it for the power traits. Yep.
Nice. Now, how well does this game transition from... Because not all superheroes are, quote-unquote, super.
Sure. You know,
how does this game... like deal with that? Is this something that you can kind of scale the power to whatever you want?
Yeah.
So, I'm guessing you can, because you can probably just pick more and more powers or less and less.
Right.
Powers.
And we provide some guidelines on how many traits to land on street level versus like cosmic defenders. There's a small section that breaks that down.
Nice. Excellent. Now this game is a little bit different than your other Tiny D6s in that it doesn't have micro settings. Usually, it used to be that your other tiny games had what's called adventure prompts called micro settings. But this one's totally different. This one has something that's very unique to Tiny Supers. You want to tell folks a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the big difference is the Gallant Verse. So this is the first Tiny D6 game to have its own contained setting, its own default setting. Normally we keep these adventure props are written by a bunch of different people. In this one, we actually have a universe that I am overseeing the creation of called the Gallant Verse. And nice. We still have freelancers and they're still writing sections similar to micro settings, but a lot bigger. So a section of the Gallant Verse by a freelancer is going to be 2 to 3 times the size of what a micro setting would be. So it's going to actually be an in-depth look at a Supers universe we're building from the ground up as part of this project.
Wow, very cool.
For those fans of micro settings, we still have microverses, which are small alternate universes that are sort of adjacent to the core Gallant Verse. Think alternate realities, different dimensions, things like that.
Oh, okay, awesome. Now, how many pages do you expect this book to be? Hopefully, once you hit maybe most of the stretch goals that you have planned,
it'd probably be about 200 pages, of which 120 would probably be the Gallant Verse.
Wow, that's a big book. Nice, excellent. And how much of this book do you have pretty much done? The rules are pretty well done. Is that
the rules are completely done? They've been done for about a year, and they've been play tested quite thoroughly.
Awesome.
And then the Gallant Verse stuff, it's all outlined. The actual writing has not commenced because a lot of it is based on stretch goals and funding and stuff. Sure. So
excellent. So let's talk a little bit about the stretch goals. I mean, let's talk a little bit about the pledge levels. You want to go over those real briefly and tell folks what they can expect to come July 3rd?
Sure. So the base pledge level is the citizen. So the base pledge level is actually a $10 pledge that gets you all three Tiny Supers D6. It's just the dice.
Okay.
That's like the cheapest pledge. However, that doesn't get you anything for the game at all, just dice. So if you're a dice collector, that's the one you want.
And the dice are really cool.
The dice are really great. Black Oak Workshop did a wonderful job. We've shared the pictures of the dice in our Kickstarter group, on Facebook, our Facebook Gallant Knight Facebook group, on the Gallant Knight page, on Twitter, things like that. So they're gorgeous dice. And then the first pledge is $13. That's the digital pledge.
Okay.
You get the PDF, you get all the stretch goals in digital, and you get a print-on-demand coupon for the Tiny Supers poster collection.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then at $25 is the just the book pledge. So you get the book, you get the PDF, you get all the digital stretch goals, then you get the coupon for the print on demand poster collection.
Nice.
$35 is the book, the dice, the GM screen, the PDF, all the digital stretch goals, all the physical stretch goals that go into the book. And then again, the print on demand coupon.
Yep.
And then our last two pledge levels are the early bird Cosmic Guardian, which is the standard tiny D6 in the bag with the dice and everything. And then there's the normal one, which is $75, which is the same thing, just not the early bird.
Nice. How long are those early birds?
48 hours.
Awesome. So folks, if you're interested in Tiny Supers, I'm going to tell you to get on the campaign early and save yourself a little bit of money just to kind of get the momentum rolling for the campaign. And
we're doing something different with our hardcover this time. So normally we do the faux leather hardcovers, which have turned out really nice. However, in a true comic book fashion, our hardcover for this is actually a limited edition full color cover.
Wow.
By a different artist. So we're kind of taking our note from how the comic books do their thing with the varying covers and all of that. And that's what we're doing here. So
I like that. I like that. Excellent. Yeah. All right. I think that was pretty good for the first. We actually went over just a little bit.
It took us a minute to ramp up.
Yeah. No, we stayed on the rails pretty much. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you we're going to talk a little bit more about things in detail. If you have any questions in the chat, let us know. We'll get them answered. I think there's quite a bit of chat going on right now. Their fans are very, very excited about alternate covers. Looks like we've got a guest joining Alan.
This is Faye. She's our gray Wawa.
Nice. Let's see here. People are saying that they love the dice, love the variant covers. Awesome, awesome. So let's talk a little bit about this Gallant verse that you have. What do, I'm assuming you're a comic book fan.
Immensely, yes.
Nice. So what comics have you kind of pulled in to kind of inspire you for this Gallant verse?
My primary reading when it came to comics has always, in superhero comics specifically, has always been very Marvel centric.
Okay.
I grew up on Marvel comics reading, and they've always been the biggest influence on me. Nice. So a lot of that classic kind of four color Avengers-esque Marvel. Our goal with the Gallantverse is to really have a sense of optimism, kind of hope, something where, you know, the heroes have problems, they have challenges, they have trials, and they're not always the best people, but they're heroes are actively trying to be good people.
Okay.
And so we've really kind of gone with a almost science. It's not science fiction per se, but a lot of the heroes are tech based. Everything is a little more kind of near future science.
Okay.
In a sense, over things like magic and mutants and stuff. That stuff is still in the Gallantverse. It all exists, but the bent is definitely towards kind of a science fiction superhero universe.
Okay. Awesome. Hexer says, will the print-on-demand posters be the variant covers, or will they be some of the characters? This was a question that I was going to ask you later on down the line, so I'm glad that they asked it.
Yeah, that's a great question. So, two things. One, the first two that we unlock for you when we fund are the two covers.
Awesome.
And then every 2,000, we add a new character to it. And additionally, we have new artists designing new full posters that look like variant covers. So it'll be character art, the two book covers, plus whole posters of team ups from a variety of different artists.
Very cool. Now, can you who are the two artists that did your covers for?
Yeah,
just the book.
So the soft cover, the standard cover that you'll be able to get after everything's out, is by Michael Leavenworth. He's the fantastic artist. He did the Tiny Dungeon second edition cover. He did the Tiny Super Frontiers revised cover. We work with him a lot. I love his work.
Awesome.
And then the limited edition cover is a cover by Nicholas Giancondino. I think I'm saying that right. I apologize, Nick, if I'm wrong. I've never had to say his last name before. He's the one who did all the cover art or all the art inside the book. And so for our limited edition, he's doing the hardcover thing. So okay. On the hardcover, all the art in the book is by the same person.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Very cool. So with this Gallantverse that you're creating, do you have a plan on doing like an actual campaign book for this, like later on down the line? Or I guess it kind of depends on how this campaign goes.
Fun, I guess, right?
Yeah,
who knows what we'll do if we really fund.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. Now, are you going to really George Lucas this Gallantverse and really kind of make sure that everybody, like, are you going to be like one of those guys that just kind of like make sure everything like lines up and are you going to be like Disney and pretty much go, we don't care. Just, you know, put whatever spin you want on this part of the franchise.
Anytime you bring in different writers, you get different tones and different strengths and weaknesses. Right. So my job is to make sure all of that mashes up to be as cohesive as possible.
Sure. Sure.
It's the birth of a new universe. So I'm not creating some fictional chronology or pretend issues of a back comic like some companies do, which is fantastic. I love that. But that's a lot of work. And I was like, you know what? I've already written a game. I've already art directed a game. I'm not going to add more work. I'm going to direct these people and we'll build a new universe going forward.
Nice. Let's see here. We've got some comments. Your super suit isn't just a spandex leotard. That's what Hexer says. Let's see here. Can you give us a teaser as to any of the artists that are going to be working with that you're hoping to unlock for the stretch goals?
Yeah, so we have a few. First is Amanda Call, who I believe people who are fans of the channel already know.
Yep. She joins us on the Tiny Dungeon series.
The other is and now that I'm going to say this, I don't remember his last name. Ed Smith. Ed Smith, thank you. Sorry, Ed, I apologize. So another one's Ed, and then we have some surprise ones lined up too.
Nice. Excellent. Excellent. Let's see here. Does anybody We got any plans to do a tiny zine with this?
Well, the tiny zine supports all of our game lines, not just the tiny line. It's just the name of our sort of house zine. So yes, tiny zine content in the future will include tiny super stuff.
Nice. Very cool.
In fact, I just sent the fourth issue off for layout. And it actually is the first one to have non-tiny stuff in it.
Okay.
So
very cool.
They'll have some Four Coin and Blood stuff. So we're definitely having it support all of our games. But because of the stretch goals from Tiny Dungeon, the core content will be Tiny D6 for a while.
Sure. Now, the PDF and all that delivery is going to be done through DriveThruRPG, yep. I'm assuming?
That's normal for us. We love our partners at DriveThru, so we try to work with them as much as possible.
Awesome. Richard asks, are there any types of superheroes that Tiny Supers won't be able to replicate? That's a great question, Richard.
That is a great question. Definitely some of the more obscure ones. But it's a very flexible system. So a lot of it is what we do is we take, and ironically enough, it's the core idea of how we deal with powers is very inspired by Steve Kenson's brilliant Mutants and Masterminds.
Sure.
Who we've been on the channel with.
We have. Steve. So, Steve's a good friend of mine. Yeah.
Yes, Steve's a great guy. I love his work. And so the idea that, you know, the blast power can be, you know, it can be a bolt of energy, it can be a fireball, it can be a gun. We sort of take that concept and we play with that. So are there limitations? Yes, absolutely. But a lot of the very common expected powers, things from elongation to phasing to super speed to super strength and vulnerability, all of that's going to be in there.
Okay.
We ran the system through and I told people to try to make characters from your favorite comic stuff and then come back and tell me what did and did not work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we've done our best to find obscure, interesting characters and then make characters like that.
Nice. Let's see here. Hexer says, I think it would be cool to see an almost episodic style story released through the zine. That's an idea. What do you think of that, Alan?
That's a really cool idea. I can't comment further. I guess you'll just have to pledge and see what we unlock. I might have written a 12-episode adventure.
Wow. Okay. So spoilers that were might be, you know, that's what you get here on VCG. Exclusive information that might be or might not be.
I can neither conform nor deny.
That's right. Let's see. Ryan Crow asks, "Hey guys, what level will the heroes be in this game? Street level like Daredevil, or comic level like Silver Surfer?"
You'll be able to do both.
Yeah, you'll be able to modify it however you want.
If you play it at the normal level with three traits, that's more street level.
Okay.
But you can scale it up from there.
Very cool. Yeah. If anybody has any more questions, I hear. Is the combat modified from the standard for Tinyverse to better encompass a super scope?
So it's going to feel a lot like the zones are still there. The one hit damage per hit still there. Evade, focus, that's all there. What we do is the powers add additional modifiers on top of that. So a good example is super speed, which I previewed in the Facebook group the other day.
Yep.
So normally to evade, which lets you roll a d6 and the attack misses you on a 5 or 6 every time you're attacked, you have to spend an action. What the tier 1 super speed does is when you have spent an action to move, you count as having taken the evade action. So as long as you move every turn, you get to evade for free.
Okay.
And then tier 2 gives you a free action every turn that must be used for moving.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So you have a third action that can only be used to move, but then you also get to evade for free. So you actually get 4 actions a turn. Your two animals, a free move and a free evade.
Now here's my question for you, Alan. Does that slow down like the one thing that I really like about Tiny Dungeon and your other tiny games is that like everything is really quick and really fast. Yeah. If people are doing like 4 actions at a time or something, well, does that kind of slow down the pace?
No, because 2 of them are automated. If you want the third action, you have to move. You can't use anything else with it. You're going to move.
True.
And then the evade happens when you move, so you don't get a choice, right? Yeah. So they're sort of automated, and that's kind of been the core design element of these powers is they shouldn't slow down the game. Now, obviously, some things do. And that's just an unfortunate nature of a superhero game. If you want to be able to summon demons to attack your enemy, that does require a slightly more, I don't want to say complex, because it's not more complex, but you have to pay a little more attention to the rules, right?
Sure.
So that still exists, yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Richard asks, if we wanted to use mecha and monsters with tiny supers, would we have to scale up the mechanical slash monsters to be equal to the superheroes? That's a great question, because I was actually thinking about merging the two before we went live.
So we haven't tested it, because that wasn't part of the playtesting. When we build these games, we test them on their own for the most part, because our goal is to have them self-contained inside that genre.
Sure.
As much as possible. But the inherent nature of the mechanics has meant that for the most part, they're always pretty easy to translate between without any mechanical issues. Thinking about the way we built them both, it would not be an inherent problem to throw a superhero against a mecha.
Okay.
I don't see a way that's an issue. I mean, I'm sure there probably is, because now that I've said that, there's something wrong. but off the top of my head, I think they would scale nicely, as long as you didn't. I mean, if you made the superheroes cosmic level superheroes, then they would have so many freaking options. So yes, they would just wreck face with whatever.
Sure.
But I think if you did sort of the street level or a tier up, you would probably be okay for the most part.
Nice. Let's see here. Tom has a question about stretch goals. Any chance of getting some of the big comic RPG writers to do some of the stretch goals? Such as Steve Kensen or so on. I know Steve's a very, very busy guy. And I don't know
So some of our stretch goal artists have worked online, such as Mutants and Masterminds.
Oh, wow. Nice.
They are not Steve Kensen. Sorry.
Steve is a busy guy. Steve is a really, I know his company has a huge, or I know Green Ronin has a huge amount of stuff coming out this year. So I'm with Tom. I'd love to see Steve on this project, but of course, you know, because I think you, like you said, you know, he's designed this really cool game that we all love, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, but some of our writers have worked on things like Mutants and Masterminds and such, so we do have some experienced comic book writers and authors who will be on the project. Yeah, book RPG writers and authors.
That's awesome. Let's see here. Richard asks. Oh, Michael says. Oh man, I think this might be Michael's first time on a chat. He says, "Tiny Supers Zombies."
Well, he actually asked a question about Tiny Super Swag before that.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
He did.
Did I miss that? Oh, I did. I did. But I want. I was so excited.
Don't worry, Michael. I got you, fam.
You got Tiny Super Swag in the store coming.
Specifically, no, but our intent is yes to add some Tiny Super Swag to the store.
Nice.
There will be like a specific Gallant Verse logo, so I'd love to do like a Gallant Verse hat, a Gallant Verse shirt, stuff like that.
Nice.
As much as possible, yes. And zombies are stupid, and I hate zombies, so no, you can't have tiny super zombies.
That's why I was getting to that, because I know I pick on you all the time about zombies and stuff, so. Because I like zombies. I like that stuff. So
yeah.
I like to give you a hard time about.
There are zombies in Tiny Wastelands, because I feel like my fans would have revolted when I said no, because I did say no, and then I got a lot of angry comments about it, and so now they're in there. So if you buy Tiny Wastelands, then yes, you can have your tiny zombie zoopers, and I get paid. So it's a win-win.
Nice. See, Mike Morgado. Super strength and agility have three tier levels as well.
That's absolutely
cool. Wow, that's very cool. Let's see here. Ryan Crow asks, have you talked to Travis Hansen about being an artist for your game?
I have not.
All right, well, that's
I have met Travis. He's a very nice guy who does great art, but he's a very busy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not sure I could pay him enough to take him away from his very profitable art he already does.
Hexter asks, what you need to add is international shipping to the Gallant store.
I know, Jason. I know.
It's all good.
I will work on it.
Tough. It's tough when you ship things internationally. It is. I've done sales online, and it's tough to do.
I know it's shipping. Trust me, running every time we run a Kickstarter, it's a thing. We have a new shipping policy on this Kickstarter that unfortunately we had to put in place due to the cost of international shipping.
Yeah. Mike agrees with your disdain for zombies.
Well, Mike is now my favorite person in this chat.
Tim asks, Alan, have you been able to be a player yet in Tiny Supers?
I have not.
Wow.
Well, let me rephrase that. Yes, I have, but not in a contiguous continuity sense.
Okay.
I've done playtest sessions, but they've never been a campaign.
Okay.
Because we're playtesting mechanics, and then we playtest a set of powers, and we make new characters, and we do something else and playtest another set of powers right down the line.
Okay.
To get everything through the rotation. So we haven't played a campaign per se. But yes, I mean, obviously I've played the game because somebody had to playtest it.
Absolutely. He also asks, what's your favorite super? I think I know the answer to this, but I'm gonna let you know.
In the Gallantverse or in just everywhere?
He asked it immediately after asking if you had been a player yet. So I'm gonna say probably in the Gallantverse.
Well, Velocity, the speedster in the suit of armor, is my favorite character.
Yeah.
But I am hyper biased because he is basically based on me, and he was a character I played in a Muse of Masterman's campaign about a year ago when we had Steve Kenson on the channel to talk with us.
We did.
Yes, and Velocity was my character in that Muse of Masterminds campaign at the time.
Nice.
He has moved into the Gallantverse.
Awesome. Awesome. Let's see. Mike says, I said his last name perfectly. Nice. I usually am not good with names, so that's awesome. Let's see here. Ryan asked about micro settings as stretch goals. You said that they're going to be micro, like, campaign.
There's micro versus.
Micro versus, yep.
And then there will be bigger stretch goal settings for the big chunks of the Gallantverse.
Nice. Very cool. I'm trying to see if there's any other. Are there any other accessories for Tiny Supers planned? I know with Tiny Dungeon there was a deck that you kind of implemented and like a digital app. Is there anything else that you've kind of I know that it might be a stretch goal or something, but should they anticipate anything if this Kickstarter goes crazy and is there anything else that might get unlocked down the road?
Yes. But I don't want to say.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. I was just because
we're playtesting it right now.
All right.
And this is the last week of playtesting. So if I might decide not to do it, and I have a backup stretch goal planned, if I don't, but I'd rather do this one. So we're playtesting it, but if it doesn't work out and I can't get it where I like it, we're not going to do it.
Okay, sure.
So, you know, it's one of those things where, yes, but I can't really tell you. Okay. But what I would love to do is, you know, and this is something I think would be great at some point, and it's a very high stretch goal on the list for me, but an app that generates superhero and team names and superhero names.
Oh, okay.
And like an adventure would be a lot of fun.
Very, very awesome.
But generating a superhero name through an app feels like a great way to get sued when it comes out with something like Incredible Hulk. So, you know, we'll see what happens there.
Let's see here. Okay. Richard's asking a big question what is the next tiny game planned after Tiny Supers? So say Tiny Supers goes on Kickstarter, it's all set to go and you've funded it and you've done awesome. What do you have plans for another tiny game after Tiny Supers?
Yes, I have written 7 more tiny games. So there are options. We have 2 that I'm deciding between because they're both done. They're both at a place where I like them. but I haven't decided which one's next. Part of it just depends.
Nice.
Like timing wise, where we land up, yada yada, with other projects. This will be the last Tiny Kickstarter for the year.
Oh, okay.
Barring the last Gallant Knight Games Tiny Kickstarter for the year. Let me clarify that.
Okay. Yep.
Barring something or like a quick Kickstarter, if we have like a little one-off idea that doesn't need a full Kickstarter or something, or this will be the last one for the year for Tiny.
Nice. Now you've said that you're going to let other folks build this Gallantverse. Do you have any plans to let? I know with Tiny Dungeon, you've kind of let folks. It was announced the other day that you've let somebody else kind of play in your sandbox with Tiny Dungeon and make their own content. Is this something that you see going down the road with Tiny Supers as well? Or is this something you kind of want to just keep
in the Gallantverse? Is, I mean, the overall Gallantverse was built by me. Like, all the characters are created by me. The
right.
Different regions were assigned by me. Am I open to, oh crap. Actually, I already have. So yes, something that is Tiny Supers, but not for me, will be coming, I guess.
Oh,
I did already license it out. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
All my hands moot because yes.
Okay, cool. Hexer asks. Okay,
no.
we've got a whole bunch of tiny. Wow, look at all these.
All right, tiny... I'll tell you guys what the next options are. So the next options are Tiny Monsters, based on like Universal Monsters, kind of a horror themed game, or Tiny Cyberpunk. Those are the two that I am deciding between.
Nice. So. Well, I think you've got a whole bunch of other tiny options to start working on in this chat here, Alan.
Apparently.
Hexer also asks did you see the question about miniatures?
Yes, that's why I was saying no.
Oh, man. Well, there's nothing really... Oh, no, I guess Hero Forge doesn't really do... There are some places online where you can 3D print your own minis, but I guess they're just mostly fantasy. They're not. I don't think that there are any.
I think Hero Forge does do superheroes.
Do they do superheroes?
I don't know. I'm gonna check now. If they do, I should buy some and use them for my game. What am I thinking?
Mike, Hexer says you can't just say no before you ask the question, Alan. That's
actually
not fair.
I can. well, so it does modern and sci-fi. So I bet you could. I bet you could Hero Forge kit bash something together between all the pieces. I'll see if I can make one for Velocity maybe later tonight.
Nice.
Miniatures are expensive. Miniatures are time consuming, and they require a lot of research to do right. And that is research I have not done, and I don't have time to do. And I'm not willing to jeopardize the project over miniatures. I'd rather be on time and deliver a great game with great art and great content.
That is one thing that I didn't stress early on, and I meant to, was that, Alan, you have a very good track record on Kickstarter. So if anybody is watching this and they're used to Kickstarters where folks are not communicative and not don't update backers with the progress of their project, Alan does a phenomenal job on his Kickstarters. If there's any issues at all, which doesn't happen very often, he lets folks know right away. And it's every single, I've backed quite a few of your Kickstarters, Alan. And I've got to say that you are probably, I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that I back regularly that I enjoy all the updates and enjoy the whole process right from start to finish because of the fact that you do such a great job on Kickstarter.
Well, thank you. That's appreciated. I try hard.
I know you do. And it's, it definitely shows.
Now, if somebody out there wants to license miniatures for me, we can talk, but I won't be doing them myself.
Okay. That's fair. I think that's, you guys stick to what you're strong at. You know, I think that's just as a company that makes sense. Let's see here. Ryan says, I am pleased with Alan's Kickstarters. That's awesome.
Well, that's good.
You hit your marks like a machine. That's awesome.
Very cool. I never sleep. I am a mission.
All right. If anybody has any other questions, we will probably wrap up here in the next couple minutes.
Okay.
Alan, when you said it's July 3rd is the Kickstarter?
Yep. July 3rd in the morning. Should be around I don't remember what I said. I think I said 9 a.m. my time, which is Mountain Time, which would be 11 Eastern.
What will the character sheet look like for Tiny Supers?
I don't know for sure. We tend to design them when it's finalized in case we make a change. The rules are done, the game is locked, but until the book's laid out and the visuals are done, we don't design the character sheet because we need it to look like the book. So we have a draft of what we think the inside of the book will look like, but until it's done, the character sheet won't be finalized.
One other question was, is the layout for the Supers book, is it going to have like a comic book style?
Yes, we're going to, well, yes and no. Obviously, the layout's going to pay homage to comic books and the genre as much as possible, but the goal will be a usable and readable book first and foremost, obviously. So anywhere where that would get in the way, we won't do that. But anywhere we can get away with it, we will.
Nice. I appreciate everybody for joining us and chatting with us about Tiny Supers. Alan, thank you for coming on.
It's always a pleasure.
Do we also want to spoil something else that there might be a stretch goal later on down the...
You can say something. You're the boss here.
Okay, well, just go back. You know, give Alan lots of pledges and try to encourage as many pledges as possible because we want to support Tiny Supers.
Yes.
Throughout the year in 2019.
And we will be doing an actual play on this channel during the Kickstarter.
That's right. On the 11th.
I will be at Crit Hit Convention during the Kickstarter. So if you can find me at the Crit Hit Con, I'll play it with you there. I will also have it with me at Gen Con, which is right the last week of the Kickstarter, I think. No. It ends the Friday after Gen Con. So there will be... You find me at Gen Con, I'll be there, and I'll play Tiny Supers with you there.
Nice.
We hurt Ryan's... We upset Ryan that we didn't tell him what this secret thing was. Maybe we should tell him. You want to tell him?
There is a stretch goal. I mean, we did a stretch goal for Tiny Dungeon.
Yeah.
And it's gone over very well. And if you haven't... At least for us, I don't know for Alan. For Alan, it's not, you know... But we did a stretch goal at a certain level for Tiny Dungeon for a monthly series in 2018, where all of us get on every month and we do a session. We do a campaign of Tiny Dungeon. We would like to do the same thing for Tiny Supers with everybody's help. Yep. Alan will announce that later on down the road once the Kickstarter launches.
Yeah. So
be on the lookout for that. We would love to do Tiny Supers on VCG. Throughout every month in 2019. I'm a big fan of Alan's and hopefully we can give him support all throughout 2019 as well and to hopefully just build this Gallantverse as big as we can for him.
I think it'll be great.
Cool. Hexer wants to make Amanda play a super tree. Amanda is like the rock of our Tiny Dungeon campaign.
A moral compass.
That is pretty much. Ryan says he can sleep now. Thanks, Ryan. I wasn't sure if Alan wanted to spoil it or not, but we really appreciate everybody's support on.
We have lots of other surprise stretch goals, so don't worry about it. We'll have more.
Yeah. So, all right, that's gonna do it for us tonight. Alan, where can folks find you on social media?
You can find me at @GallantKGames on Twitter or at Alan Barr on Twitter. You can find me at www.gallantnightgames.com, www.alanbarr.net, or on Facebook at Facebook/GallantNightGames.
Excellent. And if anybody would like to follow us on Facebook, you can search for Victory Condition Gaming. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, feel free to subscribe. Also, we're also on Spotify and iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher. So also I will mention that not only do we live stream every month with these actual plays for this Tiny Dungeon campaign, I also turn those into podcast episodes. So if you are a fan of actual plays in podcast form and audio form, check out the Victory Condition Gaming podcast as well. We try to put all sorts of content on there. But the featured content, of course, is the Tiny Dungeon campaign. And hopefully in 2019, it'll be the Tiny Supers campaign. That would be awesome.
Here's hoping.
So, all right, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Victory Condition Gaming, because winning shouldn't be the only victory condition when you get to the table. We'll see you next time.